In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. There was a sign that was posted at a bus stop, and this sign said, "The trouble with this world is apathy." And someone had come by and scribbled right below it, "Who cares?" In C.S. Lewis's book, one of his many books that he wrote, this one known as the Screwtape Letters, the devil says to his nephew Wormwood, whom he is training for effective service to him in the world, and he said, "I, the devil, will always see to it that there are bad people. Your job, my dear Wormwood, is to provide me with people who do not care." Churches, nonprofits, anyone that is involved in the ministry of caring for others and serving others, often lament at the difficulty to get people involved in their activities, in their core activities, or really any activities at times. Even here at Holy Trinity, I know over the years we sometimes wonder, where are all the people for worship or for a service project or for an outreach ministry? Many reasons are given, including apathy. People just don't seem to care. They don't think it's important. So what does God say about apathy? In today's gospel reading from the fifth Sunday of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31 that we just heard, Jesus tells the parable, well known to all of us, I'm sure, of the rich man and Lazarus. They are physically close together, but in every other way, they are very far apart. The one is sick, the other is healthy. The one is rich, the other is poor. The one eats all that he needs and wants every day. The other feeds on crumbs. The one has friends, the other does not. Now, the rich man was not unkind to the beggar. The rich man didn't do anything harmful to Lazarus. He didn't steal from him. He didn't slander him. He didn't call him names. In fact, it appears the rich man never even talked or spoke with Lazarus. It's like he never even saw him lying at his gate, sitting at his front doorstep. Was the rich man too busy with his own affairs to notice Lazarus? To speak to him, to help him? The rich man ignored Lazarus because he did not see him. And he did not see him because he did not love. And herein lies the greatest sin, if you will, that is the message from this gospel, and that is the sin of indifference or apathy. And what are the consequences for the rich man's apathy that we heard? After he dies, he is in Hades, in agony. The rich man now becomes the beggar, pleading for Abraham's mercy, pleading for help from Lazarus, the one that he did not help, the one that he did not see. And it's too late, Abraham says. Nothing can be done. There is a chasm that has been fixed. A chasm between them that cannot be crossed. This great sin of indifference, the sin of omission, it's also spelled out in another place in Scripture, among other places, but in one in particular that we hear during the year, and that's the parable of the Last Judgment in Matthew chapter 25, in which Jesus tells us that those who do not see, those who do not help the poor, and the hungry, and the thirsty, and the naked, and the sick, and prisoners will be, as we heard in verse 41, cast into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Everlasting punishment. In his book, Message of the Sunday Gospels, Father Anthony Conieris writes about the great sin of indifference. And he tells us that the sin of apathy and indifference is because of the lack of love. of agape love, of sacrificial love, of the love of God. It is this love that gives eyes to see the wounds which need to be healed. It is this love which gives ears to hear the silent call for help. It is this love that gives hands to support and a mouth to console where the burdens of life become too heavy for someone, even someone that may be very near and dear to us. The opposite of love is not hatred, he says, but indifference. To be indifferent to a person is to say to him or her, "For me, you do not exist." Mother Teresa wrote about this when she said, "The biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, and deserted by everybody. The greatest evil is the lack of love and charity, the terrible indifference towards one's neighbor who lives on the roadside, assaulted by exploitation, by corruption, by poverty and disease." She said, "What can do no great things? We can do no great things, rather, only little ones with great love." So is apathy a sin? Yes, yes it is. It is very much a sin. Lazarus was the rich man's chance to show, to exhibit this agape love, this sacrificial love. He was the rich man's opportunity to gain heaven. Who are the Lazarus people in our life then? Is what I ask all of us to leave here today with. Who are the ones who need help? Who are the ones that need our care and our love, our sacrificial love? And how can we help them? Or rather, will we help them? Will we love them as God loved us? We do not have to save the world. You see, Christ has already done that for us. We just have to be faithful, to trust, to believe, and follow our Savior on how to treat others around us. He turned no one away empty-handed, and neither then should we. If we claim, as Christians, His mercy and love for ourselves, and we do this, we must also do likewise for all who bear His image and His likeness, as we say that we do. We must be Christians not merely in name, but also in how we live, and even when it's inconvenient for us. And then we will become living icons of the salvation that Jesus Christ has brought to a world full of sin and death. And the Lazaruses of the world will know that we too are children of God. And together with them, we will all share the mercy of our Lord, who raises the dead, who heals the sick, who feeds the hungry, and who makes even the most ignored and despised people guests of His heavenly banquet. So today, as we leave here, and as we go back to our homes, into our businesses, into our communities, may our Lord deliver us from the sin of indifference by filling us with His love, which alone can make us sensitive to the needs of those who suffer. Amen.